Witam from BA. This is a Rorschach Poland update from the 18th of September 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Poland. In the aftermath of last week's Russian drones entering Polish airspace, on Monday the 15th, the UK government announced that it will send RAF Typhoon jets to fly over Poland to help defend the skies as part of NATO's Eastern Guard mission. Keir Starmer, the UK Prime Minister, said sending the jets is the right move against Russia's growing aggression. The Typhoons will join other NATO jets like Danish F-16s, French Rafale and German Eurofighters to help protect the eastern border. Polish officials welcomed the support, saying the move strengthens NATO's eastern flank and boosts Poland's air defense capabilities. Speaking of security, on Tuesday the 16th, Prime Minister Donald Tusk announced at the Central Air Force Range in Ustka, a small town in northern Poland, that the country will buy new submarines for the Navy by the end of 2025 to boost defenses after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Orca program, Poland's long-term submarine plan, will likely bring in three new submarines to replace the old ones and the retired Cobham-class boats. Seven companies from South Korea, France, Spain, Germany, Sweden, and Italy submitted bids. The government will choose the final contractor based on the cost, the Navy's requirements, and how much of the production they can carry out in Poland. The new submarines will dive more than 200 meters or 600 feet, stray at sea for 30 days without support, fire torpedoes at ships and submarines, and launch missiles capable of hitting both land and sea targets. Switching gears to new laws, on Friday the 12th, the lower house of parliament passed a law introducing a heating bonus for households using central heating for the second half of 2025 and the whole of 2026. It also extended the electricity price freeze at 500 zloty, about $140, per megawatt hour for the last quarter of 2025. To receive the full bonus, one-person households should bring in 200 zloty, about $900 per month or less, while multi-person households should bring in 2,400 zloty, about $600 per person per month or less. Households exceeding these limits will get less money. The government expects to send around 900 million zloty, about $250 million, on the heating bonus and electricity price freeze by the end of 2026. The new law aims to help households and start bringing down electricity prices next year. On Monday the 15th, Wang Yi, China's foreign minister, visited Warsaw and met with Radosław Sikorski, Poland's foreign minister. They signed a deal to restart Polish poultry exports to China. China stopped buying poultry from Poland in 2020 because of bird flu, allowed it again for 2 years, and then blocked it once more in 2024. The new deal brings in a regionalization rule so that if bird flu shows up in one area, only that area's farms are blocked, not the whole country's. This means others can keep exporting even if there are local outbreaks. Getting back into China is a big win for Poland's poultry industry since China is one of the world's biggest buyers. Wang Yi's last visit to Warsaw was in 2019. Following that, on Tuesday the 16th, President Nawrocki met with the German president and German chancellor in Berlin. They talked about war reparations from Nazi Germany, with Nawrocki saying they were never fully settled legally and that Germany should pay Poland, possibly by boosting Poland's military and NATO's eastern border. He urged all Polish political groups to stay united on this. Then the president went to Paris, where he met his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron. They discussed security issues and Nawrocki thanked Macron for sending three Rafale jets to Poland. They also talked about the EU-Mercosur deal, a trade agreement between the EU and some South American countries, with Nawrocki saying it could hurt European farmers because cheaper South American products would enter the EU and Russia and Belarus might indirectly benefit from selling on markets opened up by this shift. Also on Tuesday the 16th, Mariusz Giereszewski, an investigative journalist from Radio Z, shared that Israeli security had asked Polish airports not to show flight information from Israel after a Free Palestine protest at Katowice Airport. During the protest, a young Palestinian woman held up a sign which sparked concerns about safety and potential provocations. Katowice Airport went along with the request and stopped displaying some arrivals from Tel Aviv, but Warsaw Chopin Airport refused. Airport officials said that even if flight information isn't on the boards, people can still track flights online through services like Flight Radar. In fact, trying to hide the flights might raise criticism for doing something secretive. Let's get back to security for a minute. On Monday the 15th, Poland's Interior Ministry released a safety guide telling households to prepare 72-hour grab-and-go bags in case of sudden evacuation. The bags should include water, first aid supplies, medications, basic hygiene items, important documents, cash, and essential tools like flashlights, radios, phones with chargers, and multi-tools. They also suggest packing ready-to-eat food, weather-appropriate clothes, masks, a sleeping bag, a map, and one personal item like a photo to make things a bit more comforting in an emergency. The guide also explains Poland's alarm system and includes basic first aid, tips for hazards like fires or floods, emergency numbers, and what citizens and authorities should do in case of a war. Meanwhile, on Tuesday the 16th, Sławomir Ujnanski-Wiśniewski, the first Polish astronaut who recently visited the International Space Station, announced that he will tour Poland. From the 15th of October to the 19th of December, he will visit 17 cities, giving lectures, leading workshops, and showcasing tech demos to inspire students and young people to pursue careers in the space sector. He will travel with scientists who worked on the International Space Station experiments, and they will stream some events online. Universities are now saying that thanks to Ujnanski-Wiśniewski, more students are interested in studying engineering, and the government plans to increase funding for the European Space Agency. In sports news, on Monday the 15th, Iga Świątek, Poland's most famous professional tennis player, launched her foundation with a scholarship program for promising young athletes. Teens and young adults aged 15 to 22 who compete in Olympic sports at the national level can apply, and up to 5 winners will get coaching from Świątek's team, plus nearly 500,000 zloty, around $140, for training equipment and competition preparation. Świątek said the project lets her use her experience and fame to support young talent and make a positive impact both in sports and beyond. On another program supporting youth, on Tuesday the 16th, Radosław Sikorski and Henryka Moszyka-Dendis, Deputy FM, attended the Poland Business Adventure Gala at Warsaw's Royal Castle. The event marked the launch of an ambitious new program bringing 100 talented young people of Polish descent from Europe, the UK, the US, and Canada to take part in three-month internships at 48 leading Polish companies. The Foreign Ministry and the Polish Investment and Trade Agency created the initiative to help the interns' careers while strengthening their ties with Poland's business world and cultural heritage. At the gala, officials awarded certificates to interns and partner companies and announced plans to expand the program to even more members of the global Polish diaspora. Finishing off this edition with some entertainment news, on Monday the 15th, Warsaw's Oscar Committee, led by producer Ewa Puczczynska, picked Agnieszka Holland's film Franz Kafka as Poland's entry for the Best International Feature Oscar. The film shows Franz Kafka, a modernist writer known for dark, surreal fiction, focusing on his personal struggles and his influence as a major 20th century writer, while showing how his fears and anxieties are still relevant to young people today. The Oscars will take place on the 15th of March 2026, and the film will hit Polish cinemas on the 24th of October 2025. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Don't forget that we do many other updates. We've got country and non-country updates, including the Arctic, Ocean, and multilateral shows. Check the full list with the link in the show notes. Do also Bachenya.